Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. Every single thing that we take in of a day and eliminate or choose to keep is influencing our health. As naturopaths, we talk about your context and about how everything external influences our internal health and then how our internal health presents in the world. So what I know is that it's what we assimilate, what we take in, and what we eliminate that matters the most. So in this podcast, I want to really dive into this because it's not just about what you eat and then poop out. No way! It's also our surroundings and everything. There's so much into it. So yeah, let's play. So what is assimilation? Assimilation is literally about, it's a term that refers to absorbing the essential nutrients, the knowledge, the experiences, the everything, whether we stick it in our gob or whether we take it in through sound, through, you know, television, through podcasts, through books, through the people that you hang out with. All these things contribute or are or contributing to what our body's going to assimilate. They are. They're what we're bringing into our realm, and they're what we are going to assimilate. Now, what's elimination? When we talk about in Chinese medicine that if we're not eliminating properly, literally things get stagnant. Think about a river. If you dam a river, okay, what happens if it can't, the water can't move? It goes stagnant. It goes foul. And whether it's physically in our health that we're not eliminating properly through our normal detoxifying body systems, or whether it's emotionally we're hanging on to stuff, either way, we get stagnation and shit festers. It festers and goes rotten. And the big thing is that our emotions are influencing our physical health more than anything on a day-to-day basis. So we know that, well, I talk about it on the podcast, we should know that we want to live close to nature the majority of the time. So with our eating, we want to be eating close to nature the majority of the time, 80% of the time. Eating, you know, your whole foods, your good proteins, your good fats, your good fruit and veg, organic where possible, all those things. We know that. The drinks that we drink, you know, good clean water, getting pissed all the time, alcohol is not going to serve you, says the ex-alcoholic from a million years ago. But I'm realistic with things. So majority of the time, if you live close to nature, that's going to help you with what you are going to assimilate on a physical level. And then depending on how our body systems are working, our body is either going to be nourished by what we're assimilating or not. And metabolism is either going to work and fire up if you're having more protein-rich foods or not. Our detoxifying body system. So things, you know, everything from, you know, people go, oh, yeah, poos and peas are your best detoxifiers. No, they're not. Your skin is your biggest eliminating organ. Seriously. So if you're not having enough hydration and your body, you're literally not sweating to be able to move toxins, well, you're not detoxifying properly. You are not eliminating properly. So on a day-to-day body basis, everything we're physically taking in is influencing that stuff. And then eliminating, okay, everything, you know, gallbladder and liver and skin, all the poos and peas, every body system has to be able to working properly to be able to assimilate, take up nutrients and eliminate the wastes. What I know is that psychological stuff absolutely influences nutrient absorption, metabolism and detoxification. It just does. Mentally and emotionally, it will override what you are physically doing to your body every time. And I've talked extensively on this podcast about how negative emotions like guilt absolutely throw our body outside the alkaline corridor faster than crap food ever will. If you're going to eat something, eat it, love it, deal with it versus eat and give yourself a hard time. But then just in that day-to-day life, it's the same with what we're taking in. You know, there's been great research that's shown that the five people that we spend the most time with will be a true reflection of how much we're even earning income-wise within about 10%. That's huge. That's huge. That's huge. You want to earn more and be more successful and do those things, you've got to look at who you're surrounding yourself with, because otherwise that really influences what we're taking in, their way of thinking. And it takes a lot of energy for a positive to overrun a negative. It does. If you've got someone in your life who's putting you down or doom and gloom and poverty consciousness, oh, this won't work, that won't work, it's always life's meant to be a struggle, all those things, that's going to directly, you're assimilating that stuff if you're surrounded by it. And if you are in a situation with a family or something and you can't escape that situation, even more importantly, and I love nowadays that we've got access to podcasts and books and things like that, all on auditory, on audio, and physical books you can read. If you can't escape that circumstance and you know it's taxing your health, you're assimilating, you're taking in all that negativity that is not leading to the life that you choose, we need to eliminate it. Okay, if you can't eliminate it and escape, get away, you need to drown out that stuff. You need to drown out that stuff. And I grew up in that household. I just did. I grew up in a place that was not supportive to being a, you can do anything, Jen. Just wasn't. As an adult, I chose to literally hang around with people who had the life, the wealth, the success, the health, the way of being that I wanted in my life. And I still do. I think about it. I listen to, books over and over and over, some that really drive me. I think of who are my kind of some of my role models and things like Richard Branson. He is super cool dude. Like me, he's dyslexic. He's overcome so many obstacles and has such a cool positive influence on life. Now, I haven't met Richard yet. I still know I will meet him and I still know I will go to his island, Necker. I will. However, at this time, I will listen to any podcast, any interviews, anything, and read his books that Richard does. Why? Because I want that way of being. I want to assimilate that way of being, that attitude for life, that emotional stuff. Yeah, he's a strong, fit, healthy dude in his 80s. Like, so bloody cool. And I want to be too. I want to be able to age strong, fit, and healthy like someone like him. So I consume that kind of stuff. I assimilate that kind of stuff. And that influences my physical, where the eliminating part, like I said, if you can't remove yourself from a situation at this time that is taxing you emotionally, and that you're taking in all that, that emotional stuff, if you can't eliminate it, you need to be able to drown it out by just putting more and more and more goodness in. Listen to things that inspire you, or have a look at those people that you admire who've got the level of, attitude that you're after, and health, and all those kind of things, and follow them. Follow what they're doing. Listen to their podcasts or their books. Be really discerning on your environment. I remember I read a study, gosh, decades ago, about how eating your meal in front of the news literally just throws your blood sugar so far off balance. It's scary. It's scary. And things like diabetes are absolutely, type 2 diabetes is through the roof, through the roof. One of the biggest prescribed medications nowadays is metformin, which is the medication that they use for type 2 diabetes. Overruns heart disease nowadays. That's scary shit. So many people will sit down nowadays. When I was a kid growing up, you ate your meal at the dinner table. People nowadays will sit and watch things like the evening news while they eat their meal. They are consuming that stress, consuming that negativity. That's not cool. For me, if I sit and have lunch of a day, I sit and watch funnies. I watch anything funny because in the same study, they showed that watching comedies or surrounding yourself with that light vibe improved your blood sugar levels. So I learned that decades ago, and I've been so mindful of that influence of our surroundings, our circumstance, our environment, how it influences my physical health. It just does. So I wanted to do this podcast just for you to really contemplate and look at what you're doing, because if you're just focusing on the physical, raw, vegan, organic, paleo, keto, whole foods, whoop-de-doopy diet, and yet your work environment or your home environment or your mates you knock around with are negative and literally pulling you down, that's going to override anything you do with your nutrition. And you will not assimilate the goodness in that food. You won't, because that negativity puts us outside the alkaline corridor, and our body becomes more acidic and inflamed, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So at some stage, we need to draw the line in the sand and have a look and see what's working for us. What are we assimilating physically and emotionally? And what are we eliminating physically and emotionally? Physically, I've done podcasts on poos and how to have healthy poos and gut microbiome and all those kind of things. That's all cool. However, is it time? Is it time to eliminate, to let go some habits that aren't feeding you? Some people that aren't feeding you good energy? What is it? At the end of the day, it's what we assimilate and eliminate that matters the most and gives us our context, how our internal health influences our external, and our external influences our internal. Something that I hope is useful for you to be able to contemplate, because I know when I took notice of this stuff, as I started to study to be a naturopath, it was life-changing for me. And I am so discerning about who I spend my time with. I'm so discerning of what I take into my brain. Can you prevent from being around any negativity? No. But you can absolutely have choice in so many cases. And remember, it's what you do the majority of the time that matters, not the minority. So make the majority of the time work for you. Just think about it. Everything is about what we assimilate and then eliminate on every level. See you. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails, and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.